to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? Video Game Bang is back and live on Twitch.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be an interesting show. We're going to start off with a big announcement. We're going to get into some video game news. And, of course, we're going to do all the stuff you guys like. But before that, we got to introduce our lovely cast of characters. Across from me, the man who's never been sick a day in his life, Aaron Carter.
I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. Never.
Have you been sick?
Yeah.
You're good at hiding it or something, because you're not one of those guys. Who, so, I think like, I've been I know sick every before. Time Webb is sick.
Yeah,
like, he complains about it. It's on social media. His wife's buying him soups and stuff. But for you, it's like.
I'm trying to think. Last time I was sick. I don't know. Maybe I'm unbreakable.
All right. Great start to there the show. How you doing, David Webb?
Not sick. That's for sure.
Yeah, because
sure?
If you were, we'd know about it, you damn bitch.
Did I post about it on social media?
I don't know. I was doing it for comedy. I apologize.
Huh? I have allergies.
Well, see, there's a form of sickness.
There's other sicknesses.
I have allergies, you know.
Yeah.
And then speaking of being sick, we have a loaded show because we have twice the fun with Jada and Jessica sharing a camera over there. How you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
Doing great.
I was actually just sick for like the past like week. So I have not been online very much. I've been posting a backlog of photos and I've been in bed. You didn't want to see what's really behind the camera.
Wow.
It was bad. Today's my first day out of my Fortress of Solitude.
Jada, welcome back to the show. You've been gone for a very long time, busy with life. What's new with you?
God, just everything. I've moved twice since I've been on the show. I live on the beach, but in a house basically on the beach. So like hitting the beach on the daily now, which is awesome. And most of my days now mostly consist of nursery rhymes and Disney songs.
That's right, because you're like a nanny, right?
I am an au pair, yes, nanny.
Au pair.
Does your car still get broken into?
No, okay. No, thankfully.
The last time you were on the show, you got broken into like four times.
Exactly.
In a 1 hour period.
Yes, it was very tragic. My car has never been the same.
Aaron, you'll get a kick out of this. I was playing some Overwatch.
Okay.
Got recognized.
Really?
By my handle.
By Video Game Bang, huh?
It's VG Bang, and after the match, someone piped up, and they were like, hey, are you the podcast? To the which
I should have said no, I'm just a fan.
You're like, no, they're weird. They're gross.
I was not going to miss my shot. So I definitely was like, yeah, this is a score from Video Game Bang. They're like, yeah, actually, I discovered you guys off of Orange Lounge Radio. And
what was the person's name? Because didn't we have the same?
Sky.
We had the same kind of situation that happened when they were like, are you the Video Game Bang podcast?
Are you talking about the Star Wars people?
No, not them. No. We just stalked the hell out of them.
Yeah,
that was
we did.
That was us.
Well, more you than us.
Give him a little shout out. His tag on Overwatch was cloned.
Cloned?
With
you
a
know,
K.
There are some very interesting tags I've noticed since playing Overwatch. Very interesting.
Some creative ones.
Yes.
Well, big up to you, clone.
So, let's get down to brass tacks, as they call it. And we're going to make a show announcement. If you guys have noticed, the branding has changed. If you guys go to our social media, if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, if you're watching the Twitch, the pre-show, we changed the slides, all of that. It's because no longer are we with NerdReactor.com. It's been great. They helped us grow the show.
Awesome people.
In ways we didn't think were possible.
Yeah.
But we've ended that relationship for now, and I'll start with myself personally. I just quit my job. I put in my 2 weeks or my 1 week notice because I actually got a job with. I'm just gonna be homeless now.
Yeah, you know, go for it.
Yeah, full time podcast.
Cardboard boxes are nice this time of year.
Affordable.
Don't give them away.
Affordable.
No, so I put in my 2 weeks. I've been with my job for 7 years working in radio, and I got this amazing opportunity to actually work social media for Energy Esports. If you guys remember, we had Andy Miller on the show about a month ago, and we hit it off. We communicated outside of the podcast because if you guys remember, he put an open call on our show saying, if there's anybody out there who's interested in a, you know, social media position, send me a message.
And Corey sniped it.
I was straight. You guys hadn't even left yet. Like, the show was still going on.
The show was yeah.
I did. I made a resume like in 15
minutes.
You're
like, oh, hey, fans, you hear that? You should apply.
I think he muted that part for
oh,
the fans.
Maybe.
I edited
so
it out of
knew.
The podcast. Yeah. Yeah. So no, it's been incredible. I've been working for about 2 months, applying, working with Andy directly and their current chief of communications, I think,
Tom. What a fancy job title. Chief of communications. It's like they work for the government or something.
It is. Yeah. It's very much an amazing thing. It's a whirlwind. It's tough for me. This has been like one of the hardest weeks of my adult life because spending 7 years at a company from like 21 to what am I, 28 now? Like, those are pretty pivotal times in a young man's life.
Has it been 7 years?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, working for 7 years at that damn radio station. Me and Aaron, we've been friends for nearly 10, I think.
Yeah. Decade.
A decade of destruction.
Where the hell is my life gone?
You got to reevaluate some of your life choices.
I might have to.
What's really cool with the energy deal is that they're investing in me. They hired me. You know, I'm making about what I made before. It's going to be a complete life change. I get to work straight out of the VGB studios. This is going to be my office, my home office. You know, VGB is going to get more opportunities to cover more video game events. So, you know, instead of just us covering E3 and San Diego, you know, expect to see us at PAX, you know, PAX East, hopefully all the PAX, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
A lot of it hinges on, you know, we're still working out the specifics, but it's a done deal. We are going to be Video Game Bang presented by Energy Esports. And I'm excited. They're not asking us to shill out, which was incredible. I was fully expecting, like, where's the catch? You know, what are you going to do to change the show? Is it going to be all esports, or can we still talk about movies and comics and all that? And they want us to keep the show the exact same.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
He said, except you have to eat a bag of Doritos every 30 seconds.
I could do it. Unless it's the spicy ones, then I would be like, okay, give me like a minute instead of 30 seconds.
We'll alternate.
Okay, there you go.
It's whatever one they're pushing this week. It could be bacon flavor. You don't know.
No, I like cheese.
Clip that out.
I like cheese. But clip that out and put that with, but there's no whores.
But there are no whores anywhere.
Aaron, what do you think about the whole NRG deal?
I love it. The only thing I can think of is I really, really wish NRG would just embrace Sacramento as their, you know, their turf type of thing.
You want to go around tagging buildings?
Man. Let's get it. Make it your home. Like, your real, like, hey, Sacramento's NRG. This is, you know, like with Sacramento Kings, you know, we got the River
Cats.
It's
so hard for a virtual sport, essentially, though, to, like, be nailed down to one place.
Well, it's not the sport being nailed. It's more the team.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But even so, like, we were even talking to Nairo, and he was in, what, New Jersey or something crazy.
Hey, we get anybody that plays for any sport now, I guarantee you, is not from that state or city.
But they probably live there.
Well, yeah, they live there, but this is a new breed of sports. So, you know, new rules somewhat. But I love it. I love it. NRG is awesome. You know what they're doing with P is amazing.
Yeah, the PEA.
What they're doing with P. That's right.
It's amazing.
Hey,
they're doing great things with P these days.
I didn't name it. They named it. Just flowing with it.
So think of this as like the soft launch. You know, we're coming public with this announcement. Expect the same show. You know, we're gonna have access to way crazier guests than we've ever had. Everything that we've done VGB wise, I mean, Nerd Reactor's helped us quite a bit, but you know, it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears between me, Webb, and Aaron. Actually, Webb's the one who got Andy Miller on the show.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
It's all your fault, Webb.
So this is all your fault.
So I'll take it. It's something that's fault. I'll be okay with it.
Does Webb get a raise?
It's the next level. It's the next level. And there's going to be a lot of cross promotion between like the major streamers. Nairo is going to be, you know, hosting our stream from time to time. Seagull. And awesome. It won't just be NRG guests either. Like we were clear on that. They're going to.
We'll also get Disney guests.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Disney, Shaq.
Disney is all on, you know, on the docket for the next
is
3 weeks.
Is Disney part of NRG?
No.
Aaron I'm like, what?
Aaron's been pushing bullshit. Disney for like a year now.
And when it happens.
It started like a year ago.
When it happens.
Aaron knows that Disney holds all the power in the industry.
They basically do.
Essentially.
It's Disney and Google.
They got, what, Star Wars and Marvel under their belt?
Pretty much.
They own the world.
Well, we already had one Google guy on the show, which was Andy, yeah?
True.
Oh, no, he was Apple.
He was Apple.
Apple's
Apple,
getting.
Yeah. Is it just getting
next week, where's Jessica? They snuffed her.
She's dead. Well, we saw the look on Wozniak's face when you pulled down the Android to take.
Yeah, that's true. Woz. So we got to give another shout. So VGB is going to be doing crazy big things. Expect amazingness. I'm thankful to everyone who's helped us this far, but we're going to move on with the show, and you know we'll do continual updates. Big news, we have a celebrity in our chat right now, Mr. Howard 123. Do you remember this guy, Aaron?
Wow.
Do you remember this little old guy? This little fan, you know, back in the old days?
Mr. Howard is basically a staple. I listened to the episode where he was actually on it.
His original appearance?
His original appearance, yeah. Yeah,
we love Roger. He's been super awesome, you know, helping us through the years. My sensei when it comes to Street Fighters, finally getting the recognition he deserves when his video was just featured on Shoryuken.
Like, was it? I'll have to go check that out.
It's like that's the biggest fighting website.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the Kotaku Shoryuken, of the FGC. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't know.
And he makes really good tutorials. It's how I was able to go from loser to just whooping up Jada and Alexander
when
Bags.
Did you become not a loser?
Wow.
Shots fired.
Sorry. Wow. Love you guys.
The hurt is real.
We just met today and I love this girl.
I get one an episode. Dang it.
That was it. Cash in all your chips. No, and even in chat, Mr. Howard said something and like Jay complimented him on it. Trebek saw it. Like, it's a major website and it's a very good it's about reversals. Great video. I watched it. He said Roger, he, you know, tweeted and he was letting me know about it, and he says his viewer count on YouTube is frozen right now, which means so many people are watching it that it's not even bothering to try and keep up with how many views.
Like, you know, we're just going to take a break.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
So that's what that means when our videos are just stuck in one spot?
that's why they haven't
gone up.
Not, okay,
they've been
cool.
Frozen for months, all but right. That's how many.
I'm going with that every single time now.
That's how many people are watching.
Got millions. Does it say, like, watching? You are frozen?
Is there any indicator?
I don't know.
When does it let it go?
Just going with it.
Yep. I get you.
So, uh-huh.
We have millions of views on our YouTube.
I'm not liking
There's going to be so many Disney references tonight. Aaron's going to enjoy them.
Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Major congratulations to Roger. For, keep doing what you're doing, man. Those videos are good. What else we got? I think if there's nothing else, that means it's time for...
Brain Bang, Brain Bang.
So that definitely banged my brain. That was loud.
But not in a good way, huh?
No.
Not in the way you
So
expect.
On the monitor channel, it was a little too loud. Luckily, I think everyone in chat's speakers are still intact. And everyone in the podcast,
my ears,
that will be
not so much
fixed. But us in studio, we're a little discombobulated.
Just
I love the mixed
Jada's
reaction.
Look pleased.
I love the mixed reaction that song gets. Jada, what do you think? That was your first time hearing it.
It was my first time. It's new.
There you go.
Oh, that's a
it's
good
new.
One. It's unique. It's
a very
festive
PC way of doing it.
Somebody's PR from Trump over here.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's new, guys.
It's new.
It's new.
It's a song.
Please
a
do
song.
Not compare me to that.
I said PR for Trump, not Trump.
Okay.
Maybe it was a little loud for everyone, so in case it like overmodulated,
oh, no.
I just want to make sure.
Bang, bang, brain, brain, bang.
Chatty says my ears fell off.
On Twitter, then we brain bang.
That is, of course, the Brain Bang, where we go. This week's question was very esports related. Go figure. It's like we knew something was going to happen revolving around esports. Right. So
whoa.
We asked the esports. I wanted just to kind of see where our audience lies. I wanted to see what is your favorite type of esport to watch. Let's go around the room, since I don't think we've ever really talked about it. I mean, I like watching fighters. Street Fighter is super fun to watch because you don't have to know much about it. You just see two guys wailing on each other and the health bars go down.
Yeah.
Next to that, I've been watching so much Overwatch, so kind of FPS. So those are mine. Web, what do you watch?
FPS. Kind of the same thing with fighting is you don't really need to know a whole lot about. I mean, you know that that gun points at that guy and you shoot that guy.
Aaron?
That's it. Well, for the most part.
It used to be the Madden Challenge back in the old G4 days. Because they used to have like a bus that would travel around, and
then two guys sitting there talking crap.
Oh no! Corey, I already told you about this.
There's like
it's Entourage.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it was two guys playing, but there's an entourage with each of them.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about this.
So
on the
you
show,
would, that's what I would watch it for, is to see the interaction with the crowd whenever somebody the ups and downs, because it's an emotional thing.
Yeah, because they all come in wearing jerseys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But now since that's kind of died off, it's been fighters. Like fighters is definitely the. You get the reaction, from the crowds with that. Like,
yeah.
But if the Madden Challenge was still around, hands down, and still, like, on TV, I would definitely love it.
Jada, esports?
I do, so most of the fighting, I mean, like everybody else, that's the main go-to nowadays. But I do watch a little bit of MOBAs, and then I actually tune into whenever the Pokemon championships and stuff are going on. I check those out.
They do Pokemon championships?
Yeah. That's, those are huge. They actually have like some pretty big cups for it too, like big prize pools.
There has to be like a meta with that, right?
Oh yeah, total meta. Yeah, right. And they don't use Pokemon you'd expect.
Really?
Nope. They look totally random.
It's not just a whole bunch of
Lickitungs.
You won't see like a single Charizard.
Oh well, no, I'm thinking like Mewtwo and
No, it's super random. Meowths. You'll see like a Fortress Pokemon you've probably
and been on that.
Couldn't even that's describe.
Pokemon you couldn't even imagine, Aaron.
Wow.
They make them up.
You literally don't have the imagination to take in what this is.
But yeah, some of
it's
the
a cat with a jewel on its head.
No, that's actually a Sable.
Oh.
Yeah. They've already talked about it.
Or
Persian.
I mean, Persian has some jewels.
Congratulations, Webs. You just played yourself.
Persian doesn't have a jewel on its head. It's just a cat.
It's activated my trap card.
Jessica, do you watch any esports or have you?
The only Twitch streaming and esport kind of stuff that I've been watching is Overwatch, just because I'm still in the learning stage and it's a really great place to learn what you should do with a certain character.
Yeah, and the knowledge is a curse, because then once you start playing and then people are not picking like characters in the meta or your team comp isn't what you saw in the tournament, you just start going, man, did you guys not watch the Overwatch Open?
Oh, man.
Wow, my team sucks. That's the reason that we're losing.
We
my
need
team.
A 2-2-2 or a 3-3. Come on, motherfucker. No, you just then you get a junk rat. You know?
Every time.
Every freaking time.
It's so funny to see you guys going through these trends with Overwatch that I've been through for the last like 7 years with League of Legends.
League of Legends
is so hilarious.
So like, League of Legends is a new game.
Never came out. But yeah, it's just funny.
According to the Brain Bang poll, with 4% of the vote, last place MOBAs, which I kind of see that with our audience.
Yeah.
MOBAs, I've watched Smite tournaments, and I'll count that as a MOBA.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't really watch too much of the League, but I do watch Smite, and
It was hard to watch, and I like playing the game.
It's tough to watch MOBAs. Yeah.
And how long is a League game?
40 minutes, usually. 30 to 40 minutes. You 25 if you're lucky.
You have to hold the people's attention span for 40 plus minutes in one match too. You know? And then that's
and
when you watch a full NBA game, it's 45 minutes. You know, with commercials, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, we had fourth place here. It was 12%, or third place. Sorry, 12%, and no one really wrote in anything. Someone said RPGs.
Oh, that's a good thing to watch.
I don't know.
Is that an esport?
How do you compete?
Dragon
in an
Age
RPG?
Inquisition esport.
There might have been some general confusion because there's a lot of people who don't know what esports is.
Like,
I went to my grandpa's house to tell him about my new job. I was lost. I was like, okay, well, I'll be managing the Twitter. What's a Twitter? Well, Twitter's a thing with the social media.
It's like Facebook.
What's a social media? Well, social media is when people get on their computer. What's a computer? You're just like, it went down the rabbit hole.
Like,
what's
a computer? What? I have a good job, Grandpa. It's great.
That's how it kind of boiled down to us, because he's a huge Kings fan. So I was basically like, okay, the Kings, but video games.
And he's like, so a video game of basketball?
Exactly. It was
that was my mom's reaction.
You're like a promoter type of thing. I would have told him. That isn't
just
the best
way
to describe it.
You're in marketing. I have a marketing job.
Sure.
There you go.
And in his mind, he's thinking like Mad Men era. You know, he's
like, wow.
How come I haven't seen any of your billboards, Corey?
That's horrible. That is horrible.
What kind of whiskey do you have in your office?
Here's a pack of matches.
Well,
but you know, it wasn't just my grandpa. Like everyone at my current job keeps asking me. Like everybody.
No, and I get that same thing with cosplay. People Young are and like, old. "What is cosplay?" So you like dress up all the time? Like people don't understand.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, and then again, this is our second week in a row we had a tie for first place, first person shooters and fighting games tied. So
wow, dang. There you go.
Interesting. That's how we brain bang.
Again.
I just love the mixed reaction we get in chat.
I think we should have like a set rule, like only one theme song per, like only one play per theme
per
song.
Per month.
That's like 30 seconds down the drain.
I don't know what mixed reaction you're talking about, because I'm in the same chat room that you're in. At least I think I am.
See, it's just a flood of negative reactions.
And I'm hearing classic song from the 90s and you destroyed it.
Good lord.
Stabby.
Wait, like destroyed it? Like I killed it?
No.
Probably not.
Stab me in the effing face.
Good lord.
Wow. Stop it. It's so long and uncomfortable. Slam a bag of rocks over my head.
That's a classic mixed reaction.
That's atrocious. Well, it's mixed in that they have different
what
ways.
What was after stab me in the face?
It's so long and uncomfortable.
We don't have to repeat it.
Also the name of his sex tape.
Oh! See, there was Aaron's. We all get one. Episode.
I don't like this anymore.
Well, you made it. You created your own monster, sir.
No, the song is great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you remember last week, we had an actual video game composer from ReCore tell me that the song
was
great.
He was real PC on that one.
He said he would use it in Star Trek.
Yeah, but then he'd change the entire thing.
No, he said.
To just like trekking stars.
Yeah.
It's a knockoff of Star Trek.
The Asylum.
Go back
version,
and listen to last week's episode where he was a great critic. Now, web segment's coming up next. We don't really necessarily have a theme song for him, but I have one, a placeholder.
Oh, God.
But, butts and butts and butts and stuff. Stuff with butts and stuff. Look at all the butts. So many butts. But.
David Webb with the news.
I didn't know if we were talking about butts or news.
I hope there are some butts in that news, because I'll be disappointed if
you're not. I have to put some in. All right, so Overwatch, more Overwatch talk. They came out with an update, in case you've been living
that
under a rock.
That they did.
And it's awesome.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited.
It? But is it?
Uh-oh, what?
But. Yes, great.
Yeah.
I haven't got to play it yet.
Just want to try.
Blizzard, they like to pull fast ones.
They do that
Blizzard company, because we all knew it was coming for about a week, and then they did not release any kind of inkling as to when it was actually going to come out. People were leaking stuff as fast as possible, but they could not keep up with Blizzard. I mean, it did finally come out the night before. Someone found like a Korean screenshot.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah, I think PlayStation accidentally.
The Koreans leak everything.
It was Xbox. They accidentally leaked a picture of the goodie bag, what it was going to look like. But
yeah.
It came out Tuesday, yesterday.
Quick question. What was all of your guys' first Blizzard games?
Overwatch, for me.
Mine was Warcraft.
That's a WoW, right?
No, not World of Warcraft.
Original.
Warcraft,
okay.
Yeah.
Warcraft,
yeah.
Heroes of the Storm.
Okay, so you guys don't understand the whole Blizzard releases it when they want to release
the
thing yet.
Well, it's a game company, so we kind of assume that.
No, but there's a thing, because working at, especially working at GameStop, you know how many people freaking asked for Diablo 3?
Uh-huh.
And I was there 7 years.
Yeah.
And it never came out while I worked there. So, yeah.
It's Blizzard.
Blizzard will release whenever they want to damn well release what they want.
So, for those of you who don't know, who haven't been on it yet, there's, so it starts yesterday, runs through the 1st of November.
Too short.
Adds 100 new unlockable cosmetic items. Yeah.
100 new
cosmetic.
Cosmetic
items.
Oh.
Emotes. Voice lines.
Don't you play with my emotions.
Emotes.
Victory poses. Yes.
Victory poses. And a new co-op mode.
Which is super fun.
And then they tweak some stuff, too. That stuff is going to stay. So it's kind of like the Olympics, the Summer Games event, but Halloween. And so you get new skins, which include a Thriller jacket for Soldier 76.
Nice.
We're talking about that. Roadhog is Frankenstein's monster. Junkrat is Dr. Frankenstein.
Dr. Junkenstein.
Dr. Junkenstein.
Reaper. Junk in your stack.
It seems like a porn name.
It does. It does. Reaper is kind of like the Headless Horseman. Yeah, he has a glowing pumpkin head.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
Mercy's a witch.
She's so cute.
A sexy witch. It's not
She's
just like a
so
witch.
So cute.
She's like.
That's
what I'm going for.
Showing some leg.
Yeah.
I like Zenyatta's. He has like a skull.
Yeah.
And then, that's pretty cool. I'm trying to remember. Oh, Anna. Reinhardt. Anna has, like, a really cool looking.
Hers looks cool, yeah. Hers looks cool.
Reinhardt is, like, glowing blue. Like, some sort of, like,
yeah. Looks like Hades, essentially.
Yes, kind of like Hades. And then tons of different sprays, voice lines, emotes, stuff like that.
Let's go back to the brawl, though.
Jessica
was talking about it. I think you've probably played it more than, you've done 2 rounds. I've just done 1 round.
We've done several rounds.
What did you think of it?
I really thought it was super fun. You can only play as 4 different characters. There's a cap, and it's set, so you can't be like D.Va or Bastion and mow down these zombies. They're very like precise characters, and it's really fun. You get to interact with the Halloween themed mains, like Dr. Junkenstein. You get to interact with him, the Roadhog, Frankenstein monster, and it's really fun. It's like a little movie, and you get to shoot all these zombies down, and it's great. Practice.
They have like a fake Vincent Price who narrates the beginning of it,
and it's
there's
really cool.
Custom like narration. So like when I was soldier and I got killed, and depending on what killed me, like if Reaper killed me, it said the Reaper came down and he slayed the soldier.
And essentially,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's cool. Really cool. And then if you kill someone, like I was playing Hanzo, it'd be like, well, the archer defeated the Frankenstein's monster. Like it's really cool.
Yeah.
And your objective is to protect this castle from the zombies coming in. And because they're junk rats, zombies, they explode and they're all mechanical. So they're exploding on the door and you're trying to stop them before they get to the door to break in the castle.
Basic tower defense
it's
type
It's really
deal.
Fun.
Is it, what's that map name? The one with the castle?
Eichenwald.
Eichenwald?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
but
the
it's
part
just
where
dark.
They come in. It's that one isolated.
Over the bridge, right?
But it's dark like. And really
spooky.
It looks different. Like, I honestly didn't even recognize it until you said it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. No, it's super cool. I had a lot of fun with it. I tried it on medium, got handled, but it was all my team's fault, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, totally. Some of the maps are decorated for Halloween, too, right? So, like, Hollywood.
More like Holly Weird. Am I right, guys?
And there's another map, too.
Glazed right over that.
So it's pretty cool. But there's also actual changes to the game that is going to stick around. So specifically in the competitive mode, so the update will allow players who leave or disconnect from gameplay to rejoin at any time while the match is still in progress. And then it'll also allow the teammates of those disconnected players to leave after 2 minutes with no penalty, but they'll have to be charged with a loss. And competitive mode will also feature in-game leaderboards that display the top 500 competitive players from each region and a separate leaderboard that pits you and your friends together. This is pretty cool. I don't know if you guys looked at it, but if you go into my career profile, it looks different. Like, it's a different layout.
Yeah.
There's more stuff to see and... It's laid out pretty nicely.
What else we got?
All right. So Vivendi's Canal Plus, which I had to look this up. That is a French cable channel. They're partnering with the Esports League.
Can't believe you had to look that up. What a fucking noob.
Did you know what that was?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
It's where it's Vivendi. It's where they talk about magicians. It's all magicians.
Yeah, you know what? And now they're going to do magicians and esports.
It's been going that way.
It's been, have the magicians been playing esports?
Instead of pulling a rabbit out of the hat, he pulled a hedgehog.
Really?
And I knew it. It was a sign.
It's a sign.
Sonic Boom.
Yep. Sonic Boom. Sonic Esports.
Yep.
Vivendi Games? That's not what you're talking about,
no,
right?
No, Vivendi Canal Plus.
Okay, because I was going to say, I've heard of Vivendi.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're joining with ESL, and they're basically starting an esports league in Paris.
Losers.
In France, yeah. So
it's taking over the world.
So it is. Surrender?
Because ESL is based in Germany. And then, so now this is going to be based in France.
If it's, yeah, okay. If there's, that's fine. Different leagues around the world, as long as there's one league to represent one region. And then when the World Cup comes around, you're kind of just representing your country, of course. But, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, different leagues around the world. I can see that. There's the same thing with other sports.
It's like it's like soccer.
Yeah, soccer's like NBA. There's NBA. Leagues around the world. There's like football. There's not really. I mean, there's Canadian league football, but nobody watches that. Sorry, Canadians. Ooh,
sorry about that.
Yeah,
haven't done it.
But no, that's cool. Yeah, cool. Keep going.
They're in negotiations with publishers to select the games that are going to be in the esports leagues. Let's see.
Where are they? How many teams do they have? I mean, like, where are they standing with the teams? Are they? Do they have their already announced? Like,
and are there big teams?
Yeah,
They don't say what the teams are. It sounds more like it's kind of like a grassroots thing. They're going to start building this league.
Because that's another thing. So, like, you know, P came out. We announced the teams that we got, right?
Yeah,
right.
If a league in Germany pops up, and they announce a team, and then all of a sudden Dignitas is on there or something like that.
So, yeah, there's got to be some rule. Like, yeah, the PEA teams won't be able to double dip.
Right?
I don't think.
Well, I see. I don't know, because they're...
Well, it sounds like it's a whole different... Yeah, it would be a whole different league.
A league of their own?
Oh!
Different leagues
in
France.
Different, yeah. Two separate kind of leagues.
Like, we have the MLS. Yeah. They have the...
But I was trying to think of a
podcast magic.
Actually, you know what? I'll give that to you guys.
I was trying to think, is there a Lakers, Europe or something like that?
Like, where?
I don't think there is, though. So, yeah, it's got to be exclusive then.
Yeah.
We can't double dip, definitely.
All right. So, who in here has seen HBO?
Oh, I'm sorry, Webb. Man, you had such great momentum going, but the podcast gods.
Did he now?
Stopped us.
Did he now?
And they determined it was time to play What You Playing. I love how that just sneaks up on us. Aaron, what you been playing?
Last time I was talking about retro games, correct?
Yes.
I was still on that kick. N64 picked up a little game called No Mercy.
Wrestling game?
The wrestling game.
The best of all
game.
Time?
Really?
The Good. Best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be?
If you go back and watch the the recording of the stream, when I played that, good lord.
Who'd you pick?
I created my own character.
Whose moveset did you take?
I didn't take anybody's moveset. I picked my own individual moves.
What was your finisher?
My finisher is called the screwdriver. yeah.
Is it as sexy as it sounds?
He lifts the guy up like he's about to do a suplex. Twisting around into a pile driver, and it kills people. They die.
Quite literally.
Until there's only one.
Blood everywhere.
But what I found out with this game, what I found out about this game is that it seems to be more advanced than a lot of games now. So I won a championship belt in the story mode. I started below because I was asking the chat. I was like, I'm going to start from the bottom. So I have like the European belt.
Okay.
Like some
respectable.
Yeah. So I have that belt. And then I finished the story mode with that. And then it says you're only 40% complete with the story mode. So I can go back and play the story mode for the European belt again. But it starts me off as the champion already, of course.
Man, that game was so good.
And then you can just go through the story again with people challenging you. I went through it, and they had like choices, like, you know, pick your partner, and then I had to go and approach Big Sexy to see if he was going to be my partner.
Is that really a wrestler?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. Oh, yeah.
And he said no.
What Big Sexy.
Wait. I'm
it was out of D'Lo Brown.
Who's Big Sexy?
What's his? I'm trying to think of
Mark
his
Henry?
Mark Henry. Yeah.
Oh, Sexual Chocolate.
Sexual Chocolate.
Yeah.
Was it
My
Sexual
God,
Chocolate?
What?
Okay, wrestling got really weird.
But this was 90s? Attitude Era.
They call it Attitude Era.
This was Attitude Era.
There was a guy named Mr. Ass.
Yes.
The whole thing was that he had kiss stuff on his ass. There's a guy who was a pretend porn star.
God.
His name was Val Venus.
No. He's in the game. He's in the game.
No wonder I didn't watch wrestling, guys.
He wasn't pretend
no
porn star. He actually was a porn star.
I believe that all these guys went to porn afterwards.
But needless to say, that game.
Big Sexy is Kevin
freaking
Nash.
Yeah, Big Sexy is Kevin Nash. It wasn't Kevin Nash. It was Sexual Chocolate. It was Mark Henry.
Oh, okay. God.
The world's strongest man.
Yeah. Because I had a pick out of him. And then what's the other big black guy that just passed away? Viscera.
Yeah.
I think I had a pick out of those three. And I should have picked D'Lo, but I went for Sexual Chocolate. I needed some power on my team. And then he was like, no, fool, you do it by yourself. And I was like, so I had to go out.
Sexual Chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to watch Jessica play this on stream.
I'd be like, what is that guy's name?
It's so good.
Why is he not wearing any clothes?
I gotta play it again. You know how good it is?
The storylines are so crazy. Panties. Do you remember when Val Venus and they're going to chop his penis off?
Oh, I remember.
Jesus
the,
Christ.
The Japanese.
Taka Michinoku.
Yeah. He was one of the main people that kept challenging me for my European belt. Like, he just kept coming out. Him and X-Pac.
People think cosplay is weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wrestling,
I had so much fun that I'm going to actually buy. I need to buy a N64 controller. From Amazon.
So you're going
to
go back?
Oh no,
school.
I'm going back. I got to play this game again and win all the belts and
just
watch
out
yeah.
for
are
sexy
you,
chocolate.
Are you just emulating? Are you playing?
Emulating. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so it's
wait
so
until you see
fun.
Gold Dust. Oh man, we got to get
I don't
her.
I think I want.
We need to take her on a magical excursion of
oh god
90s wrestling.
I was even asking the chat because you can go in the backstage and look. Then there's four other rooms. There's four other rooms you can go into and fight in the back room, like the boiler room, the like lounge room.
Back
the,
in 64, yeah.
Yeah.
And nowadays, the wrestling games, they just lock that out. You're like, you have the ring and the outer ring, maybe the ramp.
And that's about it. And I was asking Chad, I was like, is there any games nowadays that do that? And they couldn't tell me. And I was like, that's crap. That's garbage. You could pick your favorite weapon, which my favorite weapon is a ring bell. Because every time you hit somebody, it goes ding.
So, you are
simple,
a child.
Yeah.
Simple things.
It's simple things. Yeah.
It's just like World at War is one of your favorite Call of Duties because every guy even got the headshot. Got that nice little
beautiful.
Clunk.
Yeah.
It was beautiful a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Webb, what have you been playing?
Overwatch.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Wait, switch it up there.
Had to switch it up.
Yeah.
I was playing Overwatch for a little bit. Got tired of that, so I switched to Overwatch. Mm-hmm. And it's the Halloween skins. Are very cool.
It's doing it for
they're
you.
Very well done.
They're very well done.
Have you gotten any legendaries yet?
Not Halloween skins. I did get the Blackheart skin for Reinhardt, which is it's kind of like a darker one, and then he has like the fire in his like abdomen,
in his belly.
Yeah,
fire in his belly.
That was pretty cool. I was surprised I got that, but yeah.
My first one I opened, nothing. Got a big goose egg. I think I ended up getting like a pose for soldier that was pretty weak.
Yeah.
And then I did what every red-blooded American does when he's angry. I spent more money.
Spent more
Good
money.
Lord.
And I bought five of those slum bitches.
Jeez.
And ended up getting the Reaper jack-o'-lantern skin and the Hanzo zombie skin.
Oh, that's cool.
So
how much does $5 get you?
Five gets you five.
Okay.
So $4.99 gets
my
you
friend
five.
Got 50 boxes.
Whoa. 50.
Damn. So
he was like, he even said, he's like, I got four Mercy skins. And I was like, could you just give me a Mercy skin? Can we just trade? Is that a thing we can do?
Yeah. It's so much fun. I love Overwatch. I've gotten pretty good, kind of scary good. I need to do something else with my life.
And I like playing on your team. I'm like, Corey's on my team? Sweet.
Yeah.
We're good. Let me just sit in this corner and chill.
Yeah, we start wrecking. Like, I forced myself to stop playing Torbjörn. Because I've already got the record. I'm number three in the world when it comes to
KD.
Yeah. No one's touching that. So, because no one plays Torb.
Yeah,
partially.
That's true.
And you have to play 20 ranked matches with him and keep a KD that's insanely high. So for 20 matches, to keep a 7 KD puts me right up there at the top.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play him no more because I don't want to lose my record.
Yeah.
Partially. Mm-hmm. And second, it's just so trolly. Now that I actually know more of the game and I actually care, I don't want to like screw my team over, so I've been
picking Bastion.
And really make everyone mad.
I came in on one of you guys' matches, and it was the one where you guys were, you guys had no control over who you were. It just kept switching, and I hear Jessica go, "Oh, I'm Bastion. I've never played with Bastion before." And all of a sudden, she just goes, "Everybody dies!"
Yeah, she does.
It's so fun. She's like, so trolly.
I'm just walking around and shooting people. And I hear Corey's like, "You're not even in turret mode."
This is great.
She wasn't.
Wow.
When I realized how scary good I'm getting at this game is I was playing in a match, a ranked match, and this dude started talking shit. And I was like, I was in rage mode. I was super salty because we'd lost. And so I was talking back. I was like, "F you too, buddy." He's like, 1v1 me, bro. And so I was like, "All right, do it. Send me an invite." And he sent me an invite, and we 1v1'd.
Yeah.
And it was just pushing the payload, but it was more me and him just killing each other round after round. And you push the payload until he comes back. I didn't even choose a character I liked. I was just like, fuck it. I don't care. I chose May.
Oh, shit. May is awesome, though.
Yeah.
And I remember we were fighting because, you know, I've been fucking raging on Junkrats.
Yeah.
He chose Junkrat. Would not switch both sides and not help the team comp. So he chose Junkrat. And I'll just choose May. And I just wrecked him with May. Mm. Just walls all day, sneaking around, freezing him, murdering him. He didn't get one. Oh, he got one kill. And it was because he got me kind of low. And you know how he does he drops his nades.
Martyrdom.
Yeah. He caught me with a martyrdom once. But after that, and then he just left the party. After the thing, didn't say a damn word, he just left.
Damn.
Like,
that's Overwatch, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Gaming Since Gaming says, "Please, bro, if I kept playing, I'd poop on you with Torb. Try me." That's all I could say. I would love to smash you.
Phrasing.
Jada.
That is, yeah.
What you been playing? Thank you for the follow.
So during the week, Payday 2, been robbing banks and popping cops.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'm just doing our part.
The
my part
usual.
To, you know.
The huge.
Is this a review?
Yeah. I mean, cool. I'm reviewing the big score bundle with all the DLC and stuff like that.
Wait, is this the one that has Sons of Anarchy in it?
You know, it might. I haven't gotten to all the content. Sons of Anarchy. I'm running around as a velociraptor, like robbing banks. It's pretty freaking badass.
What was his name? Clay? Who played Clay?
Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to look through the mask, so I'll get back to you on that.
Because I remember E3 this year, the Payday just had a giant picture.
Oh, yeah, just him there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. He's probably in there somewhere. And then on the weekends, been hoarding it up with Resident Evil Revelations 2's raid mode. Like, it's just literally just level after level of, like, raids. Like, and it's just, like, you know, kill 50 zombies. But there's all these, every type of zombie from all Resident Evils. With, you know, some of them will be, you know, frozen, like ice elemental, fire elemental, and stuff like that. So they have extra effects. Some of them give shields and heal other ones and pass other effects. So it's just like super crazy, but you can upgrade your weapons and stuff. And there's like, I don't know, 250 missions or something like that. I'm like 120 through it over the last like 2 months. So I knock out, you know, 15 or 20 missions a weekend. So, but it's a blast.
Cool.
And you get to upgrade your characters.
Jessica, what you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Overwatch, the Halloween.
Yep.
And then we've been really just, like, screwing around. Like, last night we were screwing around waiting for some party members to show up. And we decided to do a match where it was, like, 2v2, and then we had the rest of the team just be NPCs or whatever. And we were legitimately all Bastions. Every single one of us. And it was glorious.
It was a little so Bastion fun. Obsession. Like, you really became a different person when you were playing Bastion. I started spectating Jessica in one match.
Bloodlust.
And Jessica's newer to the game, hasn't, you know, sticks to, is very good D.Va. But you guys were playing the Brawl, where it completely changed, like, whoever you were playing.
Yep.
You had no control. And I'd switch to her, and I was watching her play, and she's Symmetra. She stayed alive for like a long ass time. Didn't kill anybody.
I had no clue what to do.
And she would pull out her turret, you know, and be floating in front of her face, and she'd run up to someone
I'm like, where do I put it? Like,
here's a turret. Here's a turret. Here's
what
a turret.
What do I do with
it? And she'd run away. And she never figured out where to put them.
The thing about that, though, is like it's so fast-paced that I feel like I don't have time to learn how to do things. I just need to figure out the kill mode, which I was trying to do.
Yes. So when we did get our match together and when I finally was able to communicate with them via Discord every time she was a character, then it was fun. Okay, now this character does this. You're going to want to try this. Oh, she's dead. Because we were that was that match, the one time we got coordinated, just wrecked us.
We had a ridiculous team. They must have known each other.
They knew what they were doing. They were coordinating ults, and it's pretty top-tier stuff.
But it's so fun to get out of your comfort zone and, like, try somebody you've never tried before. You know, especially for me as a new player, like, I go to D.Va because I'm good at D.Va. She's the only one I'm really good at. If I need to do a healer, I'll do somebody or... like I started getting good at Hanzo because of the zombie mode. Hanzo is one of the only ones you can do. So it's really been fun to get out of my comfort zone and try different characters where I just don't want to disappoint my team. So I stick with the same character over and over again. It's fun.
Jessica made of mine.
Oh God.
Collects comics of every type. She picks them up for you and then she does this review on Video Game Bang.
I love that it keeps going. You think it's over, and it's not.
Psych.
Yeah.
Jessica, she done made a mite. She don't put up a fight. Doing cosplay every single day. Up and down the USA from California. I ate 100K on Instagram. That ain't easy to do. She used to rock solo. Now she with the VGB crew.
That is, of course, the theme song to Jessica's Comic Book Corner.
You make me seem so, like, cooler than I am. I'm not that hardcore.
Yeah, you're very hardcore.
I'm not even reading Rainbow level.
When it comes to comics, you are a straight-up gangsta.
Thanks.
So I channeled my inner Biggie. I channeled my inner Tupac. And I went through, did that freestyle rhyme.
They are spinning. Spinning like a drill.
It's called a freestyle hip-hop rhyme, Aaron. And that was a straight, legit,
hip-hop rhyme.
So what is that, the Reading Rainbow guy's name? What even is his name?
LeVar Burton.
Yes.
Yeah, you're channeling him.
Kunta. His name is Kunta, and that's who he was channeling. Because that's what that crap was. Slavery.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
Damn. And again... I ran this by a real-life video game composer, and he gave me the thumbs of approval. He said he enjoyed my raps.
You know.
Were you serving him raps on a plate at the same time?
That's a better idea. I probably should have. And if you're listening to this, see, I love this. So, chat, again, chat is so mixed. Everyone has such great things to say about it.
Yeah, I want to hear this. I want to hear some
comments. Look at that. That's mixed. Oh, shit. That beat, though, someone said.
Well, the beat was cool. Didn't say anything about the lyrics.
I chose the beat.
You're in your Vanilla Ice.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you woke up.
That's very fitting, you know, stealing other people's.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
This
is an open challenge. If you're listening to this, if you're one of the the people watching this live on Twitch or on Facebook or YouTube, I don't know how you consume this, or the podcast listeners, I challenge you. Make a better one. See what you can do. Make Jessica the Maid of Might a new theme song. We'll play them side by side. We'll let the people decide. If you want to take over Brain Bang, I challenge you.
Man, we're getting all new theme songs by the time I come back next time.
You're not going to beat Brain Bang. And then Webb still needs one for his news story, so I'd love to see what you guys can do with that.
I want it to be set to the Spider-Man theme song.
Yours?
No, yours. Mine?
Last time we talked, you said that you'd be pretty salty if mine was the Spider-Man theme song.
Yeah, because I love Spider-Man. But it makes sense because you're David Webb.
Oh, challenge accepted. Marco66.
Yes.
Solvanas puts a bunch of salt. Because, you know what? I can be salty. I'm going to be salty. I'm salty right now because
I busted my
ass over a hot computer making those tasty-ass beats for you and you and you. And I didn't have you in mind when I wrote them, but
that's okay. That's all right. You can just
wait. You had the rest of us in mind when you wrote those.
I printed pictures of each of you. Oh, set them in front of my computer.
So let's just move on to my comic book segment.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I brought some good titles for you guys. I actually have a lot of winners. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Reborn. It's Image Comics. This is like a dream team. This is Mark Miller, who did Kick-Ass. And then Greg Capullo, who did Batman, like the New 52 Batman, essentially. So it's a dream team, and this is a good book, guys. Like, this one is one of the ones where I was reading it, and I was like, I want to know where this goes. Essentially, Reborn, the title speaks a lot for what it is. It's what happens when you die. So we follow a main character, an elderly main character, and it happened. What happens when you die? And I'm not going to spoil it, but it is epic.
I'm guessing Reborn really cool. may have something to do with it.
Reborn into a really cool world, and like, it's going to be a good book. I'm like, legitimately wish I had number two with me right now. But
that
this one came out.
Artwork is pretty stark looking. So yeah. She's holding a gun up to her throat and like,
yeah, she's shooting her head, and out the other side instead of blood is like trees and growth and stuff and
life,
and it's really cool. Like, you know, this skeptical old woman's like, nothing happens when you die, like when death comes it'll come, and then she's essentially reborn, and it is really cool.
You
so
know,
check this out.
I don't read a lot of comics, but that's one I actually popped up like randomly in just my searching the web. I heard something about
this.
That
one is really,
so
really good.
To...
And you know, I picked it up, not gonna lie, because Mark Miller is I've never not liked something he's done. So he's a wonderful. And then Greg Capullo's art is just phenomenal. So that's a good one.
All right.
Next we have from Vertigo Comics, The Lost Boys. So this is, I thought it was going to be more of a modern take on The Lost Boys, which is the, you know, the 80s movie with the vampires and all that. But it's actually a continuation of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it legitimately picks up right after they, you know, kill the coven of vampires or whatever and move on with their lives. And it picks up and it's a continuation. And spoiler alert, there are more vampires.
Wow. Aaron, you strike me as a giant Lost Boys fan. Am I correct?
You're incorrect. You're very
incorrect.
Wait,
Peter Pan or the vampires?
Both.
No.
Peter Pan?
Neither.
You weren't into Hook?
Hook was a good movie, but I wouldn't say I was like...
Breakfast Club? Were you a Breakfast Club guy?
Actually, I've never seen the movie all the way through.
Wow. Pretty in Pink?
Never seen the movie at all.
When I first watched The Lost Boys as a kid, it scared the crap out of me. I was a little kid,
it's
and I
saw
it, and I was like, this is terrifying. Yeah. And then I watched it, you know, as a teenager or whatever, and I was like, this is stupid.
They did a reboot, right? Or not a reboot, but an actual sequel.
There is an actual sequel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It came out fairly recently, all things considered. Like, it was...
last 5, 6
And they got the Coreys to do it, right?
The Coreys?
Probably.
Corey Matthews?
I didn't watch the sequel.
No, the actual Coreys. The ones, like, I was named after.
Oh.
Yeah, I was actually...
Corey Matthews.
That was during my time. My parents actually named me after Corey Feldman.
That's hilarious.
It's sad.
Corey Haim?
No, fortunately, it was Corey Feldman, you know, the one that dances like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but
good Lord, he does.
All of the characters that you know and love from the movies are in it, and then plus some new ones. And I was pleasantly surprised that it was a continuation. I thought it was going to be a revamp, and it's not.
Nice.
And then next we have... The Clone Conspiracy. I'm so excited for this, guys. It's Amazing Spider-Man event. It's a like 1 in 5 or 6, I want to say, by the man Dan Slott. And it's essentially, well, Spider-Man finds out that the guy who has been doing all the clones and stuff, Dr. Warren, I believe his name is kind of back in business. But this time, instead of cloning people, he's claiming to be legitimately reanimating corpses. So my personal favorite Spider-Man character, besides Peter himself, has been reborn, and I'm stoked to see where it goes.
Ooh.
So can you guess who it is?
Ben Reilly.
Son
of
a bitch.
No.
Damn it, Aaron.
That's not
the only
Ben
one I would think. The only one they've like killed and kind of really kept dead for a while.
Okay. This character has been cloned multiple times. And this character even wakes up and is like, am I real? Am I not a clone?
Oh, is this Gwen?
Yeah. Gwen Stacy's back. And
so
Peter sees her.
One, the original one.
The real one. So the doctor is claiming.
When Stacy won.
So Dr. Warren and the Jackal is the main overarching villain, are claiming this is the real Gwen Stacy. And so far it looks like he's back to using her against
Peter. They should have like her neck protruding a little.
Yeah. No, she looks perfectly fine.
Let's see.
She looks great.
Like, that's not the real one. Her neck is
so
snapped.
It's going to be really cool because, I mean, if they bring her back, who else are they bringing back? And
Ben Reilly.
Yeah. I really like this. And, you know, we don't even know, is she really the real one, or is she a clone? Like, we are not so sure. It's called the Clone Conspiracy. Like,
yeah,
who knows? So you just got to keep reading.
I almost picked that one up today, but I haven't read any of the new Spider-Mans yet.
You know, so you really, sure. This is the kind of thing where you don't necessarily, you just need to know, like, he's a billionaire, he owns his own company.
Right.
The great thing about comics is if you miss something, they tend to, like, say, like, look at this issue for when this happened.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So this is kind of... like, it's good that you have other Spider-Man knowledge, but I think that you could pick this up. And as long as you know that he's in his, like, 30s, he owns his own company, he's kind of a billionaire, Bruce Wayne-ish character now.
He has, like, Parker Industries.
Yeah.
Right? Do you like that?
You know,
new take on Peter?
It's interesting. You know, I think that I've always seen him as a dorky high school kid, but he's got to grow up at some point. So I'm okay with him growing up and being, like, a genius. You know, it is very reminiscent of Bruce Wayne. But at least he's still, like, in the community. He still knows all these people. He still interacts as Peter Parker. He's still a big dork. He's not as debonair. And it's not a fake personality. Like, when he's Peter Parker, he's not fake, you know?
It reminds me of Fox 40 back in the day when they did their kind of Spider-Verse thing. They had...
when Madame Web?
Yeah, when Madame Web came out. Do you remember the Spider-Man that he went into? One of the alternate realities where the Spider-Man was a billionaire and, like...
yeah.
Everybody knew that he was like the superhero, you know,
well,
billionaire
nobody
playboy.
Nobody knows that he's Spider-Man.
Oh, see, that's like
the still a secret identity.
Yeah, on this one, everybody knew he was the superhero. And they were looking like when the little party got attacked, everybody looked to him like, well, you going to put on the suit and do something?
Yeah. Or? No, so he still has a secret identity intact and he's still Peter Parker, essentially. He's just now rich.
Okay.
So there's that.
Mine was, my favorite was always the one with six arms.
Oh, the one that was still going through the change?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that arc, and then when they did the Spider-Verse, I was always going for that one for some reason. And I even actually had the little figure where when you squeeze his legs together, the six arms would, like, just flop.
Flop around.
Yeah. Terrible.
That was a very good story arc that Fox 40 did. Like, if they screw up any other more X-Men movies, at least they have that to fall back on. They did well in the 90s.
Remember the 90s when we came
to Spider-Man? It was good. They had this Spider-Man that, like, throughout the whole series, when everybody's fighting, there was that one Spider-Man that had no powers, and he was just doing nothing. And then when you finally found out his backstory, he's from a world where Stan Lee created him, and he's just an actor in that world. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any powers or anything. I'm just an actor that plays this guy, Peter. There's the guy that created me right over there. He's like, I'm a cartoon in this world? He's like, yeah.
I can't believe how good that series was. Like, in, you know, once they got towards the end and they started jumping the shark, so to speak, by doing these crazy things, it's like the series got better. The Secret Wars they did.
Oh, the Secret Wars was amazing. Yeah. I loved that. They had everybody.
Captain America and Storm in there. Like, it was...
Fantastic Four were in there. Yeah, they
it got better with age. It's, I don't remember. What was the actual final arc? Like, how did they end that series?
I don't remember how they ended that series.
I don't either.
I want to say it was something like X-Men came in or something.
No, they did the X-Men because there was... No, they did that way before because when he was growing his arms and then he got like to a point where the arms retracted back into him, he went to Professor X to see if he had any more information on it, thinking he was a mutant type of deal. But of course, Professor X is not going to have any, you know... idea what the heck is wrong with you. You got bit.
Like, you could be a mutant. Who knows?
Or maybe not.
And then he had to fight Sentinels with the X-Men. Like, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. Fox screwed up, though. They made movies.
Was that the last comic?
Yep, that was it. Just
wow,
three of them.
Right.
But there were
three
winners.
Three winners. Yeah. Not, three winners. Not a loser in the bunch. That's good. Well, I want to thank everyone in chat. I want to thank everyone in this room. We're definitely getting ready to go to the next stages of Video Game Bang. The new job, I'll be working from home, so I'll be doing VGB pretty much full time. So social medias, hit us up on the Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. You got the Twitter, @VideoGameBang. If you are lurking in this room right now, please hit that follow button to get notified when we go live. On to bigger and better things. At the end of the month, myself and Jessica will be in LA for Stan Lee's LA Comic Con. We'll try and do some coverage, do lots of pictures, maybe even record a podcast with the Doom Kitty. These are things we're working on. Then BlizzCon, we'll be doing that one as well. And just a lot of good stuff. Aaron, are you going to try and keep doing the weekend shows while I'm out of town?
Yeah, why not, man?
Well, I mean, I won't be there.
No, we've never done that before, right?
Don't, right, Whip? Well, I mean, you know, the numbers tank. I'm just worried about your guys' ego and stuff. You know, I don't want to damage the show. If you need me, I can Skype in.
Yeah, I mean, you can always Skype in, definitely. We've had you Skype in before,
may not
answer
it.
You guys can mute. There's a mute button.
Figured out how to do that.
He doesn't know that.
Oh!
you don't
All right, I'll just be on the show. That way he doesn't have to Skype in.
There you go.
That might be an adequate replacement.
Wow.
Damn.
If we're playing Street Fighter. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. It's been fun. I expect, like I said, a lot of crazy stuff. I got to thank the listeners, because without you guys helping support us, you know, encouraging us, goes a long, long, long ways. It's seriously the only reason we've done this for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, if it wasn't for the people, it would just be three jackasses and two lovely ladies, you know, in a room.
Which one of you is the lady?
Bullshitting.
Yeah.
Web.
I was going to get blamed on me anyway. So.
For Web, Aaron, Jada, Jessica, and Corey, you've just been banged.
Ew.
I got to find the pause button. There we go.